This is my deal with hypotheticals, because everybody wants to use them to some degree. So if we're going to use hypotheticals, we should cancel the season, because hypothetically we won the Super Bowl. So if let's just go all out with a hypothetical. Let's just say we won the Super Bowl, so it's over. So we don't read, and we did it without a quarterback in the hypothetical world that I live in. So wouldn't it be cool? But it doesn't work that way.
Yo, this Mace, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, what's up? It's the podcast, ROFFL style. We're back. Episode 2, I've done more episodes in the last week than I think I did all of last year. But I've got great news, fellas. Listen closely. Turn up the volume on your earbuds. We are less than 48 hours from the draft. 48 hours! And by the time some of you are listening to this, there will be a contingent already in Denver. Can you believe that? The rest of you coming in Friday, Nick, the stick, holding it down, coming in Saturday morning, making it happen for a quick 36 hours in the Sunshine State. Denver, gorgeous! That's what I'm talking about. And look, I thought this quote from Chip Kelly was pretty spot on to start the pod this week. It's all hypothetical. We live in hypotheticals. Fantasy football is nothing but hypotheticals. It's what we think is going to happen. It's what we hope is going to happen. And we get lucky when it happens. It's not by design. It's by pure chance. And that's what fantasy football is. Just look at some people who have won the fantasy draft. Look at how some of us have lost in this fantasy league. Had victory stolen from us. Had titles taken away by Mike Holmgren, for example, in 2007. I'm not saying that I'm still bitter about that. That I had the greatest quarterback wide receiver duo in fantasy football history, and because Mike Holmgren feels like running play action on the 1 yard line when he has a guy with 20 touchdowns, I'm just saying. So this is where we are. Denver is in our sights, it's in front of us, and it's all happening. Cannot wait to see every single one of you. I cannot wait to interact with those of you who aren't going to be there. Hopefully you will be able to live vicariously through us, because we are going to tear it down. I just hope Denver is ready, because it's happening. This is the end. That should have been the theme for the draft book. This is the end. And we all just take one of the actors from, I don't know who I would be. Who survives? Whoever lives in that movie, that's me. Because I am going to survive Denver. I'm going to survive the fantasy season. And when it's all over, I'm going to be hoisting the trophy. I'm going to drive over to Parker's house. And I'm going to rip it from his cold, dead hands in triumph. I can't wait. It's going to be awesome. I've done zero research. And I'm probably going to keep it that way right up until the draft starts on Saturday. Let's count this down. You know who's on the pod. This is the championship edition. I'm talking to the man who is dominating our asses for the last 5-6 years. His name is Parker Day. You know him. You love him. You hate him. You despise him. This is our conversation. See you guys in Denver.
Did you ever get around to eating Tom Brady's children?
Okay, so there's a story behind that. That was not directed at Tom Brady. That was actually a whole different team. It was the Chargers. It was Philip Rivers. We were going back and forth the whole game, and I said some things that just I shouldn't have said, probably. But I was pissed off, but TJ was misspoken when he said that. I said that about Tom Brady. That was not Tom Brady.
So sorry,
Tom, that for the misunderstanding.
Don't worry, Giselle. Derek doesn't want to eat your children. He wants to eat Philip Rivers' kids.
I don't want to eat anyone's kids. It's just heat of the moment. Mike Tyson stuff.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. The champ is here. Parker Day's in the house. What's up, man?
Hey, Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to be here. It was really nice of you to bring the trophy. I haven't seen it in a while, and it was great that you brought it with you. You've had it this whole time, and you've had a great... Can you just take us through what your summer and spring have been like with the trophy?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it's going to... What my possession of the trophy is going to be like. I'm going to have it for 5 seconds, and I'm going to immediately start worrying about the next season because I don't have it yet.
Wait, hold on. You won the championship way back in December, right? And then you don't have the trophy that comes with your championship yet?
No, and I actually thought this was going to be the year that someone was going to...
Well, someone, you mean, say it.
It would have been Jay Cantor, yeah, it's obvious.
You can say the person's name.
He would have sent it to me, because I said if anybody ever sends it to me beforehand, like early... I will pass that on to
right,
the next person.
Right, because he's won before, so he...
Yeah, it's just
he
third
knows,
time.
Yeah, he knows what it's like to have the trophy, and he didn't send you the trophy?
No, he didn't even address it. He didn't say a word.
He didn't reach out to you to be like, hey, in good faith, I'm going to send you the trophy that you rightfully won?
No, I think from
so,
what I...
So
what
I'm going to hold on to your trophy for 9 months?
Yeah, he...
Really?
I put it on GroupMe, and he never... He never said anything.
Nobody addressed that.
And then I was told behind the scenes that it was because he doesn't want to give up the trophy. So.
But he's not the champion. He wasn't the champion. So why does he have the trophy? I just don't understand how that works.
I don't either. I'm on your side. I've always voted on your side. I hate that I don't... I will have the trophy for a full year, and it'll be a full year of basically another team, a season that it doesn't represent.
Huh, that's so strange that you win something and then you don't get the prize for winning until 9 months later. I don't know anybody else that does that. That's so bizarre.
Babies. You win the prize of having sex.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get the baby 9 months later.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's it.
Man.
It's the only other thing.
Wow, babies and the retired Orange Ring Fantasy yeah. Football League. Those are basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. The same joy and miracle of life that comes with winning.
Yes.
The Greg Moore Trophy. Wow. I'm shocked that you don't have the trophy in your possession.
I thought this was the year. So, we'll see who wins next year.
Will you, Parker Day, send the winner the trophy in December?
Maybe.
Why?
It will be, if it's someone that I think will, because what I don't want to happen is I send it to, like if you win, I will definitely give
right.
it to you, because I know you'll send it to the next
one. I will.
But my fear is I'll send it
because when you win something, you should immediately get the prize for winning.
Yeah, not wait until you're shitting yourself for the next season.
Right.
And my worry is I send it to some guy and then he keeps it for 2 years because he doesn't want to give it up.
Well, I will also petition to have that person kicked out of the league.
If they get it early and
yeah.
they don't pass
and they
it
don't
on,
pass
oh, yeah,
it on.
I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why, to save myself that anger, I might not. We'll see. We'll see who wins. Ideally, I'll win again, so then I will have it for 2 years in a row.
Parker, I think that like I speak for everyone when I say we're sick of you winning. Can you attest to your dominance in the last 5 or 6 years? Like, what happened?
I've had a good 5 years. I only got 2 titles, but I...
But you've made the Final Four. You've made the championship game a bunch of times. You've won twice.
Regular season, I did very well, but it's all a crapshoot in the finals.
Sure, but what has been different, say, the first half of our league and the last half where you've really, you know, come into this dominant zone of yours?
Nothing. I mean,
nothing's been different. You haven't been doing anything different. You haven't prepared differently.
I still do the same thing of like draft, making a Word document of the players I want. It's the same thing I've always done. It's just the breaks. Like that first championship I got, best team that's ever been in our league. And I could have easily not gotten the championship. You could have beaten
me. You beat me that.
By one touchdown,
yeah.
You would have won and I would have nothing to show for it. I mean, yeah, you can be kind of good at this but it's so much of it's luck. So
yeah,
the luck just broke my way. I started hot in this league and then I got cold for a couple of years, got a good draft pick, and then I got hot again.
Do you feel the target on your back that everyone's kind of gunning for you? Because you're the guy that, you know, everyone is coming after. You're the defending champ. You've won, what, 3 times now?
Yeah. And no, I definitely do not feel a target on my back. I wish I did, because then I would feel like I was like... the top dog. But
you
I
don't feel like the top dog.
I feel like I can, I've done okay, but I don't feel like I'm feared, which I think is probably a good thing, because then I can still trade with people. Like someone like Navi, people are nervous to trade with him because they think he's up to something.
Right, but he hasn't won in 12 seasons.
No, he got his early.
Got his early.
He has two, Jay has three, but Jay has three like me. I mean, I'm not, it's not like I'm in a class by myself.
You're the all-time wins leader by three but over Navi. You're second in career points by about 80, and you have the third most playoff wins.
Yeah, but I got lucky in the playoffs, too. I've been to three. Look at the ROFFL Bowls. I've been to 3-1-3. It's, I think
so you're 3-for-3. You're like Tom Brady.
But Navi has been to 5. He's 2-for-5. Like, that's hard to get to the last weekend.
Yeah. That's it? That's all you got there?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Like, it's been good, and I'm glad to get two titles out of this nice, fruitful 5 years I've had so that I have something to show for it. But, like, last year, I lost the first week and thought, oh, shit, my hot streak's over. I might not win a game this year.
Yeah, I started 7-0 and then lost the next 5 in a row.
Yeah, so you never know what's going to happen.
What's your mindset coming into this year as the defending champion?
As the champion? Nothing's changing. It's just all that means is my draft pick is... I'll tell you what my mindset is. I'm a little pissed that we voted on this new waiver thing where they flop the waivers, but everything else goes into effect like deep in the future. But this is like, no, this year. So people are voting like, oh, well, I can turn the waivers around for myself now. Great. So now...
Right.
Like 5 minutes later, and now I'm going to be the first one to suffer from the new waiver thing because a couple guys...
Well, as soon as somebody uses it, you know, you jump up a spot or two.
Yeah, no, I just have to wait 13 slots. I should be number one. That's the way it's always been. There should have been a year leeway time. And I wish I had thought to bring this up before Mark already put it in, so it's too late anyway.
But who are you going to pick up week 1 and 2 anyway?
You hold it. Who are you going to pick up? That's the best time to have. What are you trying to do? You of course want the top waiver.
Well, what year was it where Sherm took Anquan Boldin with like after week 1? Like midway
he took it.
One.
Yeah, in the middle of the game
at halftime, right?
Yeah,
I kind of like those Wild West days.
They're scary though because a guy could catch 3 passes and then drop.
Boom! And somebody like, picks him up.
Do I cut someone that's actually kind of good for this guy that might never play again?
That was kind of the risk reward that. That it was really fun back then. And what was the year Rich Kiss got Kurt Warner? Right, the one year.
Oh gosh, I don't remember that.
I think that was 2008. I think Rich took Kurt Warner the year they went to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
remember that?
Cardinals Kurt Warner.
Cardinals Kurt Warner.
Huh.
Let's talk about the draft book. Great job with the story off the top. Where did that come from?
That was Mark Epstein's idea. I didn't know what this was for. He just said,
"Can you write me a movie scene about a mountain?"
He said, "Would you?" I was like, "Do I owe you anything else?" And he's like, "You owe me a logo." And actually, if you want to write like either a pitch or an opening scene to a ski movie, it would fit with the draft book.
Okay.
So I was kind of like, what? And my immediate instinct was like, fucking Mark. I just got done writing my other stuff. I don't want to do anything else.
Right.
But I started thinking about it. I was like, I do like ski movies. So I was like, I'll do something. I'll make it like short and like pretty cliche kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I wish I kind of had known exactly what it was because then I could have like formatted it for him and like used the language because he kind of reformatted it to look like a script, but
you could have done actual script stuff.
Yeah, and it would have like it
would have looked way cooler.
It would have looked a little more polished, but I was when I saw it because he never told me what it was going to be,
right?
And when I saw this draft book theme, I was like, that is Mark's idea to do
perfect.
This.
Yeah, it's perfect.
This is it's in the running, if not a runaway favorite for me. I loved the theme of this draft.
I've never seen Hot Dog the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I don't know how I missed that or whatever. I never. You know what? What's the There is a ski movie that I used to see. Ski Patrol?
Yeah,
That's one I've seen a lot growing up.
The same kind of thing. Hot Dog's a little more like early 80s, but same thing.
Yeah.
All those ski movies are the same. It's like just people having fun and then like
there's
some
like,
guy.
There's like a bad guy and there's like a good guy you're kind of rooting for. Does he get the girl, man?
Yeah, and does, oh, wait, this mountain's going to get sold? gosh.
Everyone's going to lose their job. Yeah.
And you're going to have to go back to your parents' warehouse and work the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
The, like, all these pictures he used, like, this is...
They're so good.
This is a... I've not read every word of the book yet, but
you haven't? How not? How come? That always confuses me. Like, I get the book, it comes in the mail, I open it, I literally stop what I'm doing, and I read the whole thing cover to cover. Immediately.
I look through everything, but I haven't read every single entry. But, like, I look through and, like... I read like most of Virginia Chris's placemat thing, which
that was really great.
Super good. Amazing. And like I read like a lot of your thing about the like I'm disappointed in the league and stuff like that. Like I would read, I've read a large portion of it, but then what I'll do probably starting on the plane is read every word cover to cover.
What, so that I was going to ask you, who's you like the most, but you haven't read everybody.
No, I'm not qualified. I mean, it sounds like it's great. It's getting great reviews.
Yeah, it's getting great reviews, as it should. It was awesome. Everyone did a really, really great job. Are your keepers accurate? David Johnson, Drew Brees. You want to break news right now? Break some news?
I'll break news that break I don't know who I'm keeping.
You don't know? Congrats. Yeah. Oh, great. Good job.
No, I'll say they're not accurate because everyone's talking about that as a no-brainer for me. And it's definitely a brainer.
Well, it's definitely a brainer. Let's take a look at your roster. Russell Wilson, Drew Brees. Macklin, Diggs, David Johnson, Doug Martin, Latavius Murray, Greg Olsen, Denver defense pops.
And Doug Martin, who, if you go by the book, I should be keeping Doug Martin, which is, I'll break that news. That's not likely.
Yeah, you should keep Johnson and Martin.
It's what I have is David Johnson.
I didn't realize you had Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that's why I won the title last year. He got hot for me. It's going to be David Johnson, whether like him or not,
he's a monster.
Yeah, the potential is too great to not keep. So it's him, and then I have like six guys that are all about the same level. So
yeah. It's just kind of where you want to go. I think if you look at the way the NFL has gone and the way our league has gone probably in the last 7-8 years, like you'd kind of be crazy not to keep a wide receiver. You can have Scott predicting five of us to keep two receivers, which would have been unheard of 10 years ago.
Yeah. I talked to the ROFFL beat reporter yesterday.
Adam Schefter of our group.
Yeah, Brian Young. And he does a lot of work about like where picks are going to fall and by position and all that. And it sounds like receiver is going to be bone dry by like the second round.
Really?
Yeah. That's what he thinks. And I agree with him. That's why like I think... not Diggs anymore. I thought Diggs was my keeper for sure last year, but
he had a couple of weeks where he was gangbusters.
He was so good, and everybody wanted him, and I should have traded him, and I didn't like him at all. But yeah, like someone like Macklin is already appealing to me, but even more appealing because receivers are dry. So
yeah, Kansas City should have a really good season. A lot of people are picking them to win the West.
But then on the other hand, Wilson won me the league last year, and I love Breeze. So
yeah,
then guys like Woodhead are. Cool.
Woodhead led running backs and receptions last year with 80.
He was in our league. He was like maybe top 2 or 3 in overall points.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, he was pretty much the only person on San Diego other than Rivers who was healthy at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Who's a player in the league that scares you? An owner.
An owner who scares me?
Yeah, who scares you? Like, who are you coming into the draft and you're like, man, I don't know what he's going to do, but I'm kind of worried about him either catching me or he could screw up my draft. Like
the guys, guys like Brian Young, Navi, Jarrett, young guys like I do, they scare me because I know it's like an arms race for the young guys.
Yeah.
But Jarrett is, I don't know, I say he scares me, but he's could be a huge thorn in my side. Because he picks right before me on half my picks.
Right.
Because he's 13, I'm 14.
Right.
So, but then it goes the other way where I pick before him on the next pick. So I could really fuck him if I...
How badly do you want Ezekiel Elliott?
I love him, but he's not going to make it to me.
Do you think he goes top four?
It sounds like he will. I mean, he's going in the first round of redraft leagues.
I know.
So there's no way he's coming to number 14 in our dumbass league where we're starting a pick basically 29.
Right.
Yeah, I think he'll go early. I could even see Nick taking him. Was Nick pick two, I think?
Yeah.
I think Nick took play it safe last year with Rodgers. I could see him going crazy and be like, I want the cool young guy.
I still can't believe Nick didn't take Antonio Brown.
I support that decision.
To take Rodgers?
Well, in hindsight, Rodgers had a bad year and Brown was great. But, I see why he did it.
Yeah, he said he just wanted to have Aaron Rodgers, which I totally get. But, my argument at the time was there's five other quarterbacks who will put up the exact same numbers. And if, you can look where Rodgers ranked last year in points. He wasn't the number one quarterback, obviously.
No, he just had a down year. I think he'll be good. If he doesn't like Rodgers, I'll take him.
Who do you think goes number one? Gronkowski or Peterson or
Elliott's up there in the
Elliott.
There's another guy too. Oh, Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey, there's the Jay Cutler factor.
But also the no wide receiver factor. I don't know. I think it'd be hard not to take Gronkowski first. That guy is just so much better than every other tight end.
Yeah. It's especially when, what does he have? He could get 14 touchdowns. He could get a touchdown a week. I mean, he's a threat to score every time. Yeah. You wonder how much Martellus Bennett is going to maybe take away some of his red zone
touches. But Gronkowski was still a beast when Aaron Hernandez was there.
That's true. They were killing people in offense.
They just throw to the other tight end instead of Brandon LaFell.
Pops, I made a great murder joke and you just blew right past it.
Oh, yeah. That was I didn't pick up on it. Yeah, I get it now.
I just blew right.
That's very good. I wasn't expecting that. I was too excited to talk about my boys.
You're the Patriots. Too pumped for Hernandez.
Yeah,
I think people are crazy for not wanting Peterson. Rich has the number one overall pick in his regular draft.
Rich Eisen.
Oh. And he's going to take Antonio Brown. And I'm like, what are you crazy? Take Peterson.
Why?
Peterson's still the best running back in the league.
He is, but receivers are so good.
But he's in a non-PPR league, and you don't want to take Adrian Peterson?
I get it. So if you had the number one pick in a redraft league, you would take Peterson?
I'm still taking Peterson, man.
So what if you had the number one pick in our league? You'd take him over Gronkowski and all those guys?
I think so, because you still need an amazing running back, and there's only five of them.
Yeah, running backs are tough.
That's kind of why I made the move to try to trade for him last year to just make a gun for the title. He's a lock for 100 yards, and it's really disappointing that we didn't change the rushing points. But
that even.
What are you going to do? And, I don't know. All right, so you think Gronkowski and then maybe Alshon?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if I would do Alshon, but I could see him happening.
Maybe Nick goes back to Peterson. Nick had Peterson the last couple years.
I think Nick is going to – I have no basis for this, but I think Nick is going to try to change things up.
I'm sure Jay Cantor would love to have Peterson back.
Oh, yeah, he got him originally, right?
He's had him a couple times, I think.
Really?
Wow. He had him originally, because he used to wear the jersey back in the day, right?
Yes, yeah, you're right.
I can see him nodding his head over there. Let's see. What else we got? When are you getting to Denver?
4-something on Friday. You guys, or I don't know who a beer, there was a beer tour going on.
I guess there's some beer thing. I'm going to go and just film it as I'm trying to pull off this documentary of the weekend, which I think could be pretty cool. But I guess that's the plan.
And then we have the Champions Dinner, which that place looks tasty.
Did you pick the place?
Yeah, I actually looked around. I took it kind of seriously. Oh, this was a recommendation from Mark, but it looks great, and there's shuffleboard in the back apparently. And
nice.
There's a huge full bar, and it's a burger.
I'm going to lay this out right now. Do you want to be my shuffleboard teammate?
Sure, I would love to. We have some good good beer game history.
We have a great, I'm not going to say we're the team to beat, But we're the number one seed and we're the team to beat. So yeah. Everyone can just bring it.
Great.
Fuck those guys. Yeah, fuck everybody. You have a nice history with Colorado. What's it like for you going back there?
I'm excited. I wish we had more time and we could go back to where me and Nick worked. But yeah, I'm happy to just be there. I really, like what I wrote in the draft book about was like very heartfelt. Like it was short, yeah. But I really, that was like one of the best times of my life.
Yeah, so. Take us back. Where were you guys again?
Nick and I, after our first year of college, both didn't like our jobs, so we moved to Winter Park and worked there for a ski season, selling gloves and goggles and stuff in different stores in the same building.
Okay.
And we lived together in like a, basically a trailer, a double wide type of thing with amazing. Two other guys. Yeah, it was.
So there were four of you in there?
Resort housing, yeah. It was like two people. I think there's two single rooms, and then me and Nick shared a room. And we took a bus.
So it was like...
A resort bus in every day, worked, amazing. And skied. It was so fun.
And you were what, like 23, 24?
Yeah, I think like 23 or 4.
And this was after the NHL?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like that next winter. It amazing. Was great. It was so fun. It was like college all over again.
Yeah, that's yeah. One of those things like... You look back, if you didn't do it, and you're like, oh, man, I wish I would have done yeah. that because now, you know, we're at a point in our lives where we could never do something like no. that. Like, you probably made, like, $8 an hour or yeah. something, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They didn't even have, like, hours for me to work, but I didn't care. I was like, I'm here to have fun.
Yeah, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to get fucked up and, like, go yeah. skiing all the time. And
yeah, exactly.
Drink CL Smooths.
Yeah, yep. Got into Coors Light.
Tap
there.
The Rockies.
Yep.
Will you be tapping the Rockies this weekend?
Yeah.
Or, like, so... So we're staying together. I'm going to try to get a hotel with a fridge. Like, do you want me to have CL Smooths like on ice for you when you arrive?
Sure. I'm not going to say no to that.
Or do you want something else?
I will be drinking. I love those. And some I Gleasons? Want to be able to say that. I would love to have some Gleasons with you because those are tasty. And okay. then the other thing I've been into recently, actually when Pops came over to cut my hair, I showed him this stuff called Aperol. It's like a European thing. It's kind of like a bitter but still kind of sweet orange thing that you mix with champagne or Prosecco and soda.
Okay.
So it's like kind of strong but not super strong. It's like a summery drink. It is so good. So I don't know, but that's hard to find. So I'm yeah. guessing it's going to be all Gleasons and beer for me in our room.
Yeah. I think I'm going to load up on the Gleason materials when we get in. And then maybe I'll get you some Rockies.
That'd be great. And can you, this doesn't need to be on the podcast, but can you leave a key for me at the front desk?
Yeah, sure, sure.
Just before I forget.
Sure, I'll leave a key for you at the front desk.
Because I think you guys will be out when I get in.
Yeah, we'll be all getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? What else about Denver? What else about the league? What else have you been thinking about? Is there anyone you're particularly excited to see?
At the draft?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you who I'm excited to see. Everybody. It's okay. I was telling, I think, my dad this morning that, yeah, we have a few people that I think have kind of decided the draft is not something that interests them as much anymore. But of the people that still go, I am so impressed with how dedicated they are.
Yeah.
Like for us to be starting our 15th year and we have... We have 11 people going to Denver.
Yeah.
That is really impressive.
It's really impressive.
I'm pretty excited about that. I thought what would happen, this would be a lot different, where it would have been like we had everyone for a few years, and then we'd go down to 13 and 12, then 11, 10, 9, and like then it would be like, oh, okay, we're in Seattle, so we're going to like four dudes. It'd
right.
be like me and you, because it's a short plane trip, yeah. and then like Mark and whoever he could talk into going.
Sure.
But we're getting... I mean, we're getting 11 yeah. people, and it seems like it wasn't even, like,
wasn't
scraping
hard.
By. Yeah,
yeah,
like we easily, like, we were closer to getting 12 than we were to getting 10.
Yeah, this is the 14th year of the live draft, and we're still getting double-digit guys. Like, that's awesome.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm really pumped to see everyone. I don't know, and I think it's just because we've been doing it for so long, and it's just in my mind is like, this is one of the biggest, most fun shit show, but also exciting weekends of the year for me.
Yeah.
Even if I'm not excited for it, I convince myself I am. I mean, it's just, I'm so pumped. It's just always
sure. Great. And this is the only fantasy league that you do for the most part?
Yeah, I do one for work, but no one's registered it, so this might be my only one.
Yeah, this I think is going to be the first year when this is my only fantasy league.
Yeah, I don't, that's fine with me.
Totally fine by me.
The side ones got really annoying really quick.
Well, it's one of those things like you do a side league, a second league, a third league, a fourth league, and it's like, oh man, it's 9:45, I better check my roster to make sure I don't have four guys on the bench.
I hate
I don't pay much attention to it when I, you know, paid the entry fee, and I should care.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Little known fact, when I've moved out here, my fourth league was a league that Matthew Berry used to be in.
Really?
It was Syracuse guys, older Syracuse guys, right. John Beck.
Yeah.
He,
John Beck.
Yeah, he was friends with Matthew Berry at Syracuse. So that's, Matthew Berry is my dream, to go from TV to professional fantasy, dude.
So you want to be Matthew Berry?
I mean, I don't want to like take over his body and his life and his family.
But you would want to do the fantasy analysis?
Because, TV, I mean, I'm not qualified like him. Like, he really breaks down stuff. But if
he made this all up. He made it all up.
All right, well then, great. But yeah, because you can't be a TV writer forever. Like, you kind of,
you can? Why not?
I don't know. You get to an age where, people start to... I'm in the sweet spot now, but once you get older, it's harder to find jobs.
So what do? You got to become a showrunner or something, right?
Yeah, if you're selling shows, you can. You write movies.
Be a producer.
And you find jobs here and there. It's just harder. And you people become teachers. Because I guess if you've written one episode of anything, you're overqualified to teach it. Like the guy who taught me at Syracuse, the class I wrote, or TV class I took, Syracuse, which is a monster school.
Monster school.
He had written, I think, a Beethoven movie, and he had written on a pilot for something, which is good. That's good for an American to get to that level.
Sure.
But if you, most,
And you've written how many episodes of American Dad?
Yeah, American Dad, I think I've have my name on eight. But I've been there for hundreds.
Right.
So I would.
But you've actually, get credit for eight.
I think it's.
And eight. How many of Community?
Two. One. There was only 13 that year. Yeah. So if I can do that, then the only problem is I'd have to actually teach people. But
yeah.
So
what would you teach people?
I don't know, because I hate reading. I want to read their hey, go write stuff, and then I have to read what they write.
Write me your fake pilot for 10 pages and bring it in. You're going to have to read 20 of those.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You could just have Lauren do it.
Yeah, I'll have her do it.
I mean, she's a teacher.
Yeah. Can you read this and tell me if...
Tell me if it's any good. Yeah. Tell me how the character development is.
I'll tell you every single one of them. This is pretty good. You should give them a chance. And I have to read them all myself.
And then it'll just be a giant waste of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's
so, crazy. Yeah, I want to be Matthew Berry.
Wow. That's I have a really weird story about Matthew Berry. Have I ever told you this? So he came in and did the show last year to promote that fantasy movie league that he does.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he came out and he was wearing, pants and a shirt and a sport coat or whatever. And he sat down and he was obsessed with looking at himself in his one shot. And he was wearing white socks. And and you could see his white socks in the one shot. And he was obsessed, and it was driving him crazy. So he was asking us to, fix the camera so his socks wouldn't show. But then he kept crossing his legs so the socks would show even more. So he was freaking out about this and was, asking Rich and basically pleading with him if Rich had an extra pair of dress socks around that he could wear.
Did he?
Rich did not, but he was wearing dark socks at the time. So Rich took off his dark socks, and Matthew Berry put them on over his white socks.
That's amazing.
So he wore two pairs of socks just because he didn't want his white socks to show, because he was obsessed with looking at his fucking one shot.
Wow, that's a great... That story makes Rich look pretty cool.
Yeah, not Matthew Berry, though.
No, no.
It makes him look just an obsessed crazy person.
Yeah, I wouldn't be stunned if that were true.
No, it's definitely true. It's definitely. Oh, if he's crazy, yeah. I'm saying that story definitely happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really bizarre. And like, have we mentioned it? We hint at it all the time, but we never actually say it.
You guys should say it. That's interesting. That's a great story.
Yeah. 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 So he's come on a couple times and we always kind of like dance around it, but never actually talk about it. Yeah. It's really weird. Really weird. But it's such a great, you know, niche that he carved out, you know, when you look at how important fantasy sports are in our lives.
Yeah, he's a genius, man.
Are you into the daily fantasy at all?
No. I did it because if you win your league, which for the RFFL, you get to do like some like Champions League. So I did it for that.
Oh, on Yahoo?
And I made it from like 100,000 people to like something like 30,000 people. And then I lost in that round, so I didn't get to go to the final round.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's as someone who does it, it's a very slippery slope.
Shocking. Not shady. Yeah. Shocking. Yeah.
It's a very slippery slope to like, oh man, I need more action. There's four late games tonight. Let me get in on that.
Yeah, I've been with you at the gym when you were running and cheering for Miritic or whoever that guy on the Bulls was, because you had him on your team that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Killing
you. Yeah.
I won a lot of money that year in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah. You had a good day that day. I remember that.
Hey, look, man. I had a good fall. I think I might get back in it.
I would be careful for actually.
What if blank doesn't happen in Denver, you will be disappointed.
There's not an easy way to like quantify this, but if one huge night doesn't happen, I will be disappointed. Like, there are some years where like I would fly back to Atlantic City and everything peters out by like 10:45. Like, what am I doing here?
Right.
Like I'm down at the casino drinking by myself. And like last year I was like, no one ever does anything on Friday. Saturday will probably even be a bust, but I'm gonna come in Saturday morning instead of Friday night and see what happens. And we had a great Saturday.
Great Saturday.
I'm expecting at least, I would love for both nights, but if we could get at least one last year Saturday, Boston Saturday, I would be so pumped. It was great to see everybody kind of like
let loose.
Everybody was so open to having a good time. It really backfired on me because I had taken a red eye and was like, I was like dead tired. I was like, I can't go home. These guys are all having like the greatest time they've had in the last like couple of years in front of me. I'm like, I have to be out here until close with these morons. Yeah. It was so fun.
It was like that Boston Saturday was kind of like the Vegas Saturday a little bit.
It totally was.
Like, everyone was just like, screw it. No work tomorrow. There's no kids here. My wife's not here. Let's just get crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. Same energy, just completely different venue.
Yeah, yeah. I'm hoping that comes. Well, at least you'll have one ride or die partner on Friday.
Probably. Friday, I think, could be very fun. I know we'll at least have a good time.
Are you calling certain people out?
I'll call out one person right now. Jason Sherman said he's going to come out with me and you. And
he did.
Really, not just go out, go hard.
He said he would go hard.
On Friday night. He did. So, let's see it. Great. Please. I mean,
he's got his precious 5K.
Yeah.
5K. Are we playing golf?
It's doubtful.
Saturday morning?
I told you, I'll play 9:45, we get a tee time, and I'll play four holes with you.
What if I get us an 8 a.m. tee time?
You're not getting
up. And we play like 6.
You're not getting up. That's not terrible. getting up.
I talked you into
you're
that a little bit.
You're not getting
Five.
Up. Five. There's no way.
Five. We'll get an 8 a.m. tee time. We looked it up. There's a course 10 minutes away.
Yes.
Okay? I'll get us an 8. We'll pound a couple Gleasons.
But we're going to be so fucked up for the draft.
No. Big experience drinker. It just levels you right out.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We'll go to a dispensary and get a little, like...
You're not doing that.
Cookie? And it'll, like, look, Mancuso does it every Saturday morning.
No, I had a bad mushroom experience a couple weeks ago, and I can't...
And it just evens us right out. No. Pops, come on.
You're not doing any of that.
What do you mean?
Pounding drinks at 8 a.m.
Why not?
And you're not playing golf.
Grapefruit juice.
I'm going to be prying you out of bed to try to find the like a Dunkin' Donuts at, what, like 11?
No.
Those guys are still going to be running. The draft won't start until, I'll say, 12:20.
Maybe we take prop bets. on what time the draft starts on Saturday.
Great. Well, that's mine.
I should pull up. We should do a one-sheeter of prop bets this year. What do you think about that?
That's a good idea.
Will anyone get skipped? Well, whose phone will cut out first?
Gosh, if anyone gets skipped,
will anyone take a nap?
Someone will take a nap for sure.
Let's see. What will the worst pick of the draft be?
That's tough. That'd be impossible.
Anyone take Robert Griffin? I think so. Have you seen this story? Let me ask you about this. You've heard about Robert Griffin, right?
He plays? Yeah.
No. Like, he's divorcing his wife?
No. Okay. I haven't heard that.
Okay. Robert Griffin, last week, issued divorce papers to his wife of 3 years. They have a 7-month-old daughter.
Wow.
Okay. He has been seen with a... I'm going to pull up the photos for you. He has been seen with a 21-year-old Florida State heptathlete.
Wow. Good for him.
Blonde. He has her name tattooed on his forearm. They've been dating 1 month.
Wow.
Your thoughts.
Hey, love. He's found true love.
He's found true love?
Well, the other girl is a cop. Like, I can't tell you, you know this. I hate when these guys, like, great, it's so nice, you found someone to fall in love with. These guys can get anyone on earth. They should not be getting married straight out of college. Chad Pennington, that guy was so cool. He got married right out of college.
Has her name tattooed on his forearm already. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's smoking hot, his girlfriend. Okay? She's super tall and blonde. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me pull up the picture.
It's not work. No.
Oh, pops. Don't worry. It'll work. And look at this. She's a track and field star. She's 21 years old from Florida. She's like...
she's from Estonia?
Yeah, Estonia.
How did he meet her?
Even better. Here's the best story ever, Pops. You want to know why it sucks for you to be basically engaged and living with your girlfriend right now? They met on Instagram.
Really? Fucking shit.
She started liking and commenting on his shit, and he slid... slid right into her DMs.
Fuck.
And bam, bam, RG3, no longer married.
Life is so fun right now for people who are single.
I mean, there's plenty of room on the dark side. Pops.
I know.
I mean, I love Warren, but if you want to just come on over for a little bit, there's plenty of room on our
team. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
No?
No, I can't. I can't. No. I'll let you live it up. You and Robert Griffin.
My boy. We were in a scene together.
Oh, yeah. You should reach out to him.
By the way, the two people I was in a scene with on that episode of The League.
Huge boss.
Trent Richardson and Robert Griffin.
Uh-oh. Brock Shady. Curse.
I'm not saying I'm a jinx or anything, but...
Oh, man. Who else was in that with you? Was the guy who... lied about September 11th. Was he in the scene with you?
Was Rana Azizi there that day? Oh, yeah. He was definitely there that day with Paul Scheer and Nick Kroll.
Oh, well, those guys are doing okay, at least. Wow.
Yeah.
You caused some havoc on that set.
I know. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. All right, you got anything else to add, my good man?
No, I'm just really excited to go, and I'm sad that you guys are the Topgolf, which makes sense, is going to be Thursday night. That sounds super fun.
Yeah, that could be pretty fun.
I'm just really happy to be going, and it's a crazy thing because you go and then you get your team, which you never think what your team is going to look like, and it always never looks like it is, and the draft is actually, for something I'm maybe the thing I'm most excited about all year, every year, is excruciatingly long.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
It's,
is there any way this is less than 7 hours?
No, I don't want to like poison the well, because there's hope. We can go fast, but
we can.
I think after talking to the ROFFL beat reporter, I think because of the way people like the dryness at certain positions, this
could take
be
a while.
A real, like, a lot of tough decisions way earlier. I think it's going to be.
But then, the crazy thing is that we're going to pick these guys who in 3 weeks won't be on the roster anymore. Like, yeah. You're going to have them swapped out for someone else who had two catches for a touchdown 1 week.
Well, doesn't matter. We're all going to beat our heads against the wall for. I think this could be a long one.
You think so?
Whoa!
Oh, yeah.
We got a special guest.
Yeah, special guest, Ben Perkins, who doesn't want to be in the league.
Yeah, he'll change his mind.
All right, he is the defending champ. What's your team name this year?
Toads.
How'd you come up with that?
Well, I like toads. We had a lot of them in Pennsylvania. And then when I was in Italy this summer, we saw some toads. So I was like, oh, I do like toads. And I've never had a toad name before, so I did toads.
What was last year?
Champion, Quiet Coyotes. Mouth closed, ears listening. It's like a teaching technique.
Well, it's like the Wolf Pack from NWO back in the day. Too sweet.
It's similar, but it's Quiet Coyotes.
What do you think Bushy Diamonds is doing right now?
I think he's married. Maybe he's a kid. I bet he's playing video games, no matter whether he's married or has a kid or not.
Is he a professional video game player?
No, I don't think he's that good. I think if he could be, he would have been back when I was still talking to him.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. It's Parker Day. It's Parker Day.
Thank you for having me.
You're going to see him real soon. He's the defending champion. He doesn't have a trophy that he won 9 months ago. Yeah. So I wish I had a trophy for you.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm excited to get is my motherfucking trophy. That's what I want.
Well, you'll be able to enjoy it for 2 weeks until the real season starts.
I'm going to hold and snuggle that thing so hard for the 5 minutes between when I get it and when the draft starts.
Have you ever bought sunglasses with the trophy next to you?
I've bought them with it near me. I don't think I've ever held it. The closest thing I've done is when I tucked my dick between my legs and blocked it with the trophy.
Have you ever had sex while holding the trophy? You know, there's that story that Michael Irvin told where he had sex in his Hall of Fame jacket.
Really?
Yeah.
No, but I should do that. Maybe that's what me and you will do Saturday night in our room, bro.
I can't wait. It's Parker Day. You know him. You love him. You're going to see him real soon. This is the ROFL podcast. See you dicks in a couple days. Peace.
See you later.
When I say crease, I want them creased. And when we say Larry, that means Larry, go somebody up, Larry. But everybody's touchy, 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 feel on his assy, assy, assy. Now you're saying, there it is, Greg's being a again. No, I'm trying to figure out how I can help you make this team.